What's the mood in the camp like now, just a couple of days out ahead of a county final, Barry?
It's good, Oisin. I suppose at this stage of the year, everybody's looking forward to the game, you know. We got a good weekend behind us last weekend. We had a couple of days off after the semi-final. I suppose it's the fact that boys had kind of been out 4 weeks on the bounce at that stage, and we felt, you know, that emotionally they were kind of drained a bit after the Gidor game, so we took a few days off to recharge the batteries and that, but we got back at it late last week and into the weekend, you know, so good weekend's training behind us, and we'll meet up again now during the week and get ready for the weekend. But no, the mood's good and boys are looking forward to it, you know. I suppose when you set out at the start of the year, you set out your stall, this is where you want to be, so ultimately we're back in a county final, and that was the goal at the start of the year, so hopefully now we can go one more, you know.
Yeah, obviously you're in your first year of your second term as St Union's manager, and there's always a feeling around the O'Donnell Park club that St Union's need to be competing in county finals and lifting the Dr Maguire Cup. Is there added pressure with that, the fact that they have won two in the last 10 years and felt maybe there should have been more? Is there an added pressure being involved in St Union's as a management, as a player, that there's this success here that you have to achieve?
I wouldn't say it's an added pressure. You know, when you're involved in the club, you know, for, I suppose, as long as I've been, different capacities down through the years, I suppose it's the expectations there, Oisin, you know, and I don't mean that with any disregard to other teams or anything like that, but Union's, you know, as a club, expect to be competing in county finals and expect to be winning them too, but unfortunately that doesn't always happen because you come up against better teams on the day, and or maybe you're not as fully prepared as you should have been, and you get your wings clipped, and listen, if that there happens, well, you have to take that in the chin, you know, but ultimately with St Union's, you have to be looking at being in county finals and competing in county finals, and that's where you want to be, and that's where we want to be, you know.
And Barry, there's no doubt that St Union's have had the long road and the hard road to the final. You've played some of the best teams in the county to get to the decider. You've also had a campaign which has been tinged with sadness following the passing of Aidan McGlynn, who was a value member of the St Union's club. So how hard has the campaign been for you, Barry?
It has, but listen, it's an enjoyable campaign, apart from maybe that one weekend along the road, you know. But, you know, I suppose when the draw was made and they were drawn against Kilcare and Newconnell in the first two games, it really sharpened the focus early on, Oisin. You know, when we had the guts of 4 to 6 weeks to get prepared for that there, and when we put the head down for that time and we got ourselves ready, you know, and then I suppose when you get wrong the door then, the game after that there, you know, we did well, I suppose, in those two games, and then I suppose we got our wings clipped against Gidor, but that was an important game because it kind of helped us recalibrate and kind of get back to the drawing board, you know, and then unfortunately with Aidan's passing on the fourth weekend of the championship, you know, it kind of, football, you know, wasn't really at the forefront of our minds. You know, we went to Downing's that Saturday evening and we kind of went in there and we got out of there as quick as we could. With more important things to be doing that weekend, and I mean that with all respect to Downing's, but it just, you know, football wasn't at the forefront of our mind that weekend. And, you know, suppose we got back on the wagon then against Ardrahan, and that was a really, really tough game. You know, they really brought it to us, and that probably set us up very well for the quarter final against Newconnell, you know, that we had that good tough game the week before, you know, probably stood us in good stead. And I suppose from our first half performance against Newconnell, you know, you probably knew that we were sharp on it from the week before, you know. Unfortunately we didn't follow it up in the second half, I suppose partly due to us and partly due to how Newconnell came out in the second half and really brought the game to us. But listen, we got over the line there, and then I suppose when you look back on it, it's probably very hard to raise yourself up. And again, no disrespect to Gidor, like they probably brought their game plan to us, but like, it was very hard to raise ourselves up for the second week in a row like that there. But we did, and we just did enough, you know, we got over the line against them. But like, we left the semi-final, you know, the changing room was a very, very quiet place. It wasn't, there was no jumping about or roaring or shouting or nothing like that there after we won in the semi-final. It was basically, God, lads, we have a lot of work to do for the final, and I suppose we've put our head down since, and hopefully now we'll have the proper work done come the weekend.
And obviously it's your job then to lift these guys, you and your management team. Obviously we've got Brendan Devaney alongside you, and Kieran Sharkey's there, just to name two of a few, Barry, and it's your role to lift the guys. What sort of rise are these boys going to have to take if they're going to get over the line by beating Dunlow? What sort of performance level will be required if you're going to win this?
Well, I suppose the biggest thing is that we need to focus on ourselves, actually, number one. And I suppose the lads themselves set the standards of performance, you know, every day we go out, and they're very, very honest, and they take real ownership of the game plan, you know. So they're very honest in their feedback, and they're very honest in the criticism of each other, themselves individually and as the team, and where they need to improve, you know. So that's the first thing they need to do, you know. They needed to look at themselves, which they did, you know. And that was, you know, then you have the likes of Davie there and Sharks, who have, like, I don't know how many county titles between the two of them alone, along with Dalta. Like, and all those lads have valuable knowledge and valuable wisdom to give to the boys. Like, you know, and bit by bit they've been chatting away to them over the last number of weeks, you know, and getting them ready for these games, you know. And that experience that they bring to the table is invaluable. Like, we're very, very lucky to have, you know, a management team that has such experience, you know.
Yeah. St. Unans obviously are going to be the favourites for this. The media is all talking it up that Unans are the hot favourites to lift the Dr. Maguire. But in saying that, there comes a warning with Dunloe too, doesn't there, Barry?
Oh, very much so. Like, and as I mentioned to somebody already, like, that, you know, on paper, we might be hot favourites, but paper doesn't produce performances, you know. We have to produce it on the pitch, you know, and that's what it's about. Like, we have to worry about ourselves, and don't know, we're going to bring a serious, serious intensity to it, you know. Saw them against St. Michael's in the semi-final, very, very impressed with them. Like, they really, really transition the ball very fast from one end of the field to the other, you know, with the likes of the three Kearns, Mark, Barry and Darren. You know, add that there to it. The young lads like Carol McGee and Aaron Ward and Dara Gallagher, like, they have a real, real good blend, you know, and a real good mix, you know. So we'll have to be on it at the weekend, and listen, I don't doubt they'll come with something different, you know, and we'll have to deal with that there as well.
Yeah. Just finally then, players-wise, no injuries to report. How are you fixed on that front ahead of a very important game, Barry?
Thankfully, Oisín, you know, a fully fit panel. It's great to be going into county final week with a fully fit panel. Nobody carrying any niggles or knocks, which is good, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, Barry, thanks for joining us, and the best of luck at the weekend.
Thanks, Oisín. Thank you.